And then they generally put a barbed wire on top of that to keep the stock from going over that, you see.
What would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Well, I don't know. I never did see a fence built that way, out of rock.
Mm-hmm.
I never did see a fence built out of rock. The only thing that I've ever seen a fence built out of is rails and lumber and pickets and wire.
Mm-hmm. What would you carry water in?
Well, we used to carry it in an old stone jug. Finally got to carrying glass jugs, and then they got to making thermos jugs. And we carried in thermos jugs, you see, put your water in there and some ice in there, and that'll keep your water cold all through the day, you see.
What would you draw the water in from the well?
In a bucket.
What was it made out of?
Well, way back yonder, they used to have wooden buckets. They make them out of cedar timber, wooden water buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to making galvanized buckets. And then they got to make it out of aluminum.
What would you milk in?
Well, it mostly, way back yonder, it's mostly what kind of a tin bucket like.
Mm-hmm.
What we call these big old lard buckets you used to put lard in.
Mm-hmm.
It'd hold about 5 quarts of milk, you see. Mm-hmm. And they was tin buckets.
What would you carry food to the hogs in?
Well, we'd call it the slop bucket.
And something you'd fry eggs in?
A skillet.
Any other name for that?
Frying pan.
What's the difference?
Well, a skillet is a cast iron. And a frying pan is lighter material, you see. Thinner. It's not thick like a skillet, and not made out of cast iron like a skillet is. It's a different material, you see.
Did you ever see something like a skillet that had little legs on it?
Yeah. They call them a Dutch oven.
What about a spider?
A spider?
Did you ever hear that?
I don't believe I have.
If you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, what could you put them in?
You'll have to ask her about that.
What would you put them in,
Violet?
Something. Oh, a flower vase. Flower vase, yeah.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate for everybody to eat with, you'd give everybody a
knife and a fork.
And a
plate.
And if you had coffee, you might
cup. Or a saucer.
And a
spoon.
And nowadays if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
And hack it with a cleave. Take a cleave and hack it.
And if you had 3 people eating, you'd put out 3 forks and 3 spoons and...
And 3 knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go...
Wash them.
And after she washes the dishes...
Dry them, or scald them.
To get the suds off,
you'd wrench them.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Call what?
The cloth or rag.
Oh, dish rag.
What about when you dry them?
Drying rag.
And to bathe your face with?
Towel.
And to dry yourself?
A bath towel, bath towel, yeah.
And
a wash rag,
cold
wash rag, and a bath towel.
If you wanted to pour something from a big container into something that had a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling